Hey, this is Katie Neal from Nash FM at 94.7. You're about to hear exclusive audio from our latest Stage 17 performance. For the full video, just head over to stage17nyc.com.
Exclusive interviews and performances from the world of music, movies, politics, and more. All on one stage. From the heart of New York City, Cumulus Media presents Live from Stage 17.
Ladies and gentlemen, Katie Neal.
Thank you, Mike.
Now, after 3 o'clock, when Katie's done, now I looked this up. Since we were the first Nash FM in the world, and there's many Nash FMs across the country now, he is the longest-running afternoon jock in America on Nash FM on any of the properties. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesse Addy.
I don't normally wear a tie. I will say this room is so new, I actually didn't know if that door opened in or out when I came. I was a little
delayed. At least it opened. Well, I'm going to step off stage. Thank you guys so much for coming out. Thank you for listening to Nash FM 94.7.
Thank you, Mike. Oh, yeah. So if you guys are taking any pictures or anything today, you can look right up here on this nice ticker, and we've got hashtags that you can use. So if you're posting any pictures, please tag us on that because we want to be able to see all those.
We've talked about moments with this radio station and this country music community in New York and New Jersey. This is one of those moments and one of these days I'm going to remember forever. We are so proud on this stage, maybe the biggest duo in country music, one of the biggest acts in the world. They've won ACM, CMAs, Billboards, AMAs, Teen Choice Awards. Dig Your Roots Tour tonight at Prudential Center. And ladies and gentlemen, in 2 weeks, they're up for 5 ACMs, including Entertainer of the Year, a big Stage 17 welcome for Florida Georgia Line.
Happy Saturday.
Oh, Lord.
Who brought the donuts and the coffee? Anybody? In the Baileys? Anybody?
Give it up for these guys. What's you guys did a show in Atlantic City last night. What's St. Patrick's Day in Atlantic City? And now we took
a lot of green beads on stage. It was a good time.
It was amazing, man. It was wild. The energy was crazy. It was a ton of people, man. This that old venue, I know you guys probably know what we're talking about, right on the beach, man. It's just pretty special last night.
How many people are going to the show tonight, by the way? So you got to match that energy tonight. No, I mentioned...
Let's not match it. Let's beat it.
You know what? That's why who you are.
Elevate. You know what I'm saying?
That's why you do what you do. I mentioned, by the way, you guys are up for ACM Entertainer of the Year. Now, it's the first time in 15 years that a duo has been nominated for Entertainer of the Year. So a lot of noise for that. Right? So that was 2002. Any guesses who was the last to be nominated duo of the year? Brooks and Dunn. What for you guys, Tyler, what would that mean to be that next duo to win Entertainer of the Year?
That'd be amazing, man. I mean, you know, just to even be nominated, to be honest, feels so good, feels so rewarding, and just to be in that category with those amazing artists. But if we brought that home, man, that would just be a dream come true, an unreal night. But we're excited, man. We got a lot to celebrate, and we're going to have a good time with the ACMs.
Yeah.
I think it's also, you know, like Tyler said, a dream come true. I think, you know, we set our goals high, and we have visions, and Entertainer of the Year is one of those things, man. We work really hard on our live show and work hard on our studio game and our songs to make sure that the live show and the entertainment factor is there, and that we all have a good time, create a space that we can come, an atmosphere where our fans can connect with us, and we can all live out these songs together. So, you know, I mean, it's cool. So, you know, if we do win, it would be cool to have that vision, to work hard, and to kind of get that nod. But either way, we feel like winners because we got the best fans in the world, man. No doubt. For sure.
One of the things about, I mean, it's just been such a meteoric rise to success. We talked about the fact that you guys really hadn't even done sort of the radio tour thing, and you had gone around and just like, here we are, and a song hit that you're going to play in a little while. But you've done such a great job to sort of step back from the chaos and I think capture with album titles where you are at that moment. And so when you came off that first album and then you roll into Anything Goes, where were you at? And as opposed to other bands that might pull a title, you know, from a song or something like that, but talk about that moment and the pressure on a second album and that song in particular.
I think Anything Goes actually kind of set the tone for the second record. It obviously was the title of the album, but when that song came in, we were on tour with Luke, and I think we just released the EP after the first album that had This Is How We Roll, and we were partying to the demo of Anything Goes on the Luke tour, so that was, we had that song for a while. We're like, this is going to set the tone, set the pace for the record. And I think it was all about momentum for us at that point, you know? I think we knew what we had kind of coming, record three, record four, and where we wanted to go, but record two, I think it was kind of keep the party going, keep the train rolling, do a couple things different, like Confession, Dirt, Sundays. But for the most part, I think the energy was kept up, you know? And so that's kind of where it was. But Anything Goes, man, we knew that that would take the live show to the next level. That's what we wanted. That's a song we wanted to sing pretty much all our career. You know, that's all about energy. It's a big old FGL party song, classic.
So you guys, we're loving your new single, God, Your Mama, and Me. And
thank you.
With the Backstreet Boys. Yes, of course. So as a total 90s boy band nerd, how did that come about? Like, were you guys sitting around one day like, we're going to call Nick Carter?
Pretty much. No, we kind of developed a friendship with Nick. BK and Nick were texting, hanging
BFFs
out.
BFFs with the BSB. You know,
that's right. Nick ended up coming to one of our shows and hanging out on the bus, and we played him God, Your Mom, and Me. And at that point, it was already finished. But we kind of had the vision for getting the Backstreet Boys on this song and how it would just bring it to life, and that's exactly what they did. They loved the song and agreed to get on it, and I mean, that was a huge dream come true for BK and I. Obviously, they were pretty big inspirations in our, you know, in our musical childhood. So you know, it was amazing, and then getting to know those guys and work with them and do shows together, and you know, record music videos and blah blah blah. So you know, it's just been an amazing journey. Those guys are awesome.
So you have this epic collaboration now with Backstreet Boys. So who else is on your list, like your bucket list of collaborations? I know you guys announced your Chainsmokers is coming up.
Yeah.
You work with Tim McGraw this year. But like, who else is like top of the list that you like have to record a record with?
Put it out there, BK. I don't know what it is.
Well, I got to talk about the Chainsmokers real quick. That thing's coming out April 7th.
Yeah, last time somebody asked us that question, he said Chainsmokers.
Yeah, that was like in January, and like, it just manifested itself so fast. It's kind of freaking us out.
Put
man.
It out there.
Blessings, man, for real. But no, we said Chainsmokers just because we love what they do. We think they're super creative, and they've got great sounds. And it just was a dream idea, and then kind of a last-minute situation came up, and a song called Last Day Alive they sent to us, and it's a beautiful song. It really does sound like if FGL and Chainsmokers did a collaboration, that's what would happen. So very special. You can't force collaboration. Sometimes you kind of push, and it doesn't happen the way you want. And but this one, God and the universe kind of sorted this one out for us. And but I would say Rihanna would be cool.
Ooh.
Definitely be cool. I mean, I think that'd be fun to create with her and Tyler and Joey, our producer. I think that would turn out amazing. Probably out in the treehouse. You know what I'm saying? You know? Hell yeah. I don't know where else we would
record. I don't think Rihanna can handle the treehouse. She ain't ready.
No, we brought Nelly there, and he was like, man, he went out to pee around. Like, we have this little like walkway. He's like, I'm going to go pee in the woods real quick. And he came back. He's like, I'm pretty sure Bigfoot's out there. He's like, that's not a deer. It's not a bear. He was for real, though. I mean, he still talks about that thing.
What does that say? You guys have announced, obviously, this year, summer on the Smooth Tour. You have these stadium shows you're doing with Backstreet Boys and Nelly and Chris Lane. When you see how excited people are, and the closest to one to us is Boston, so people might want a road trip. Yeah. What does that say when people, there's this huge diversity of a lineup, people are that excited. What does that say to you about music and just music lovers?
Well, I think if you look at music, you look at life, you know, I'm 31, Tyler's 30, but in that amount of time, you look at how much music is available to us, how much music we get to listen to, and our lives are defined by these years of music and soundtracks, so it's cool that not only we get to relive these years and share with everybody, but everybody else gets to relive these years. Nelly and Backstreet Boys, I mean, I don't know how many hits they have together, but it's got to be at least probably 30 or 35, probably 40 maybe, you know?
And we should have just called it the Hits Tour.
The Hits Tour. So that's special because music, when you've really connected with it, it strikes a chord with you in your heart, with your mind and your body. And so it's cool to relive those emotions and look back and then look forward and dream a little bit on those nights. So looking forward to bringing everybody together for a big old stadium. You know, I had dreams back in the day of playing Major League Baseball. So for me, it's super special. I played all through college and never imagined life taking this turn. I mean, kind of, yeah, but
you have a good
this
plan
is nuts,
B.
man.
This is a good plan B right here, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be taking some BP this summer. You'll catch me in the cage.
For you guys, then you, we talked about the Anything Goes in that second album. This third album, talk about the process of how you were going to pick probably what was going to end up being the most anticipated album in country music in a long time, the third album from Backstreet, from Florida Georgia Line, Dig Your Roots. And you looked at the list and said, this is the song, and it's called Holy.
Yeah, that one was kind of a no-brainer, too. That came in, I'd say, late fall of 2015, I guess that would put it. Yeah, and we listened to it a couple good times, and it came in. It was so different, but so right, and so simple at the same time. You know, it's beautiful love song, spiritual. It just took us a lot of different places, and we had to record it. That kind of was our anything goes, if you will, of the record in terms of this is kind of the center, and then we're going to start building around this song and that vibe. And that has kind of forever changed, I guess, our career for sure, because that song, it's just beautiful. Every night we get to sing it and have different dynamics in our show, kind of take everybody to church.
This is such a special thing. Give it up for the guys, by the way.
Hey, it's good getting to hang with y'all, man. It's good to be in New York City. Good to be, but seriously, who brought the coffee and the donuts? That's the second time I'm going to ask.
How many people?
Y'all got some hidden something.
Don't make him ask a third time.
Don't make me ask a third time for some coffee and donuts. No, I'm good. I'm just kidding. But seriously, if there's like a nice glazed chocolate. You
know. Show of hands, how many people when they first heard that song thought, why is it called Holy? I don't get the...
It took me a while.
Okay.
You want to know something that I thought the first time I heard it, we had to ask for the lyric sheet, just like, what's exactly happening here? But I thought it was, hi, I'm loving you. I didn't know.
Hey.
The first time, like, hi, I'm loving you. I'm like, huh?
And I actually didn't even catch it. It was an acronym until like a week later. I was listening to it, and I already loved the song, and I was already in love with it. And then we were both in love with it. And then it hit me. I'm like,
I loved it more.
Holy cow. This is... And then at that point is when I loved it more than BK did. So,
and as of this current moment here in New York City, I actually love it way more. So it's crazy.
That makes me feel so much better. Because like after a week on the radio, I was like, as you all know, it's an acronym.
Yeah, we have a...
I knew that the whole time. With that album, by the way, you guys, like 6-7 months removed from it, and you recorded the album, Dig Your Roots, in 3 different locations. It was the treehouse that you mentioned, farm, and studio.
Yeah.
What did you learn from recording an album in 3 different places that you take with you? Like, that was good, and maybe other things you learned along the way as well.
You know, I think for us, it was more just kind of switching it up and changing the environment a little bit. With every album we've done, we've been in the studio with Joey. A lot of times, we call it the dungeon. There's no windows. Sometimes you're in there till 2 and 3 in the morning. You don't even know what time it is at this point. And it just kind of, you know, we spend a lot of hours in the studio. So for us on the second record to get to be at our homes and to go out to the treehouse and to be at the farm and to be able to record mainly just vocals in those environments was really cool for us and kind of inspiring for sure and kind of getting to be in our own environment. But also then going back to the studio as well and reliving some things that we did on the first record.
A lot of magic in there still.
Yeah, man, there really is. So it's just cool to mix it up. And we're on the next record, I think we're going to fly all over the country and record this record. I don't know where we're going to record it, so we'll see.
50 lyrics from 50 states kind of
thing.
There
you go. Cool.
Yeah. Get them all.
That'd be cool. Well, album title.
We've, you know, as a radio station, been around for just a little over 4 years. This is one of the coolest things we've
done. And y'all are killing it, by the way.
Yeah, man.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I do want to say thank you guys, man, for all the support. And I listen to Nash all the time, and I get to hear our music all the time. And there's nothing in the world that feels better than hearing your songs on the radio. Yeah. So thank you guys for all the support, man.
Florida Georgia Line, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate all the love and support, y'all. Thanks for hanging.
Thanks for listening to Live from Stage 17. We hope you enjoyed the show. Now head on over to stage17nyc.com for more exclusive Stage 17 content.